My guest at this time is Cleta Mitchell. She is a political law attorney and a partner in the Washington firm of Foley and Lardner. She's been our guest multiple times in the past because she is counsel for many of the conservative organizations and individuals alleging IRS harassment over their applications for tax-exempt status. We want to get a reaction to the news that came out on Friday that the IRS now says that many, many emails to and from the former director of exempt organizations at the IRS, Lois Lerner, are now missing basically everything from before the middle of 2011. And Lerner herself has now recently said, sometimes things like that happen. And Cleta, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm happy to be with you. And yes, this is pretty stunning information. But, you know, just when you think they can't think of anything more bizarre to say that they've done or not done, then they come up with this. And, of course, on behalf of True the Vote and others, I mean, we're suing the IRS. And, of course, they are required under many court decisions and many federal statutes and all to retain information that would be discoverable and relevant in issues related to litigation. Of course, now we've sent I actually sent a letter yesterday to the attorneys of DOJ and Lois Lerner's attorney and all saying, all right, what have you done to preserve discoverable material? And we'll see what we hear back from them.
Talk us through the timeline on specifically the emails, if you can, Cleta, because based on the reports that I've seen, it appears that from John Koskin and the current IRS commissioner to others who have actually testified on this, they've never said these don't exist. In fact, they've even gone to say they're taking great steps to make sure they're properly archived. So what do you make of this sudden shift here?
This sudden revelation? Well, I guess I could say in a nutshell, I think they're lying. They're either lying before, they're lying now. You know, I think John Koskinen may be a nice person, but he just says he's like a puppet. He says whatever his staff tells him to say, and he trots over to Congress and says things that are not true. If I were in his position, I would have some heads, because he has just parroted whatever the underlings have told him to say ever since he got there, and it's been most unsatisfactory. And they focus on the fact, they say, oh, we've turned over tens of thousands of pages. Well, so what? Those pages could be blank documents. They could be blank pages. And in many cases, they have been. They've been so heavily redacted. But what they should have done is that they should have immediately preserved everything a year ago. And if they found that there were, you know, missing or gaps, that's not anything that should have been delayed for a year and being conveyed to Congress and the public. But they didn't agree to give Lois Lerner's emails to the Congress until last month, a year after the investigations had begun. So we have a bunch of people who are lawless. There are statutes that require the retention of these documents. And the fact that they would not call in the FBI and the forensic experts at the NSA and wherever to recover these emails. I've had many, many emails from people around the country saying this is just not possible. This is not 1978. Those emails are not lost. They can be recovered. But what I'm worried about is that they have proactively destroyed the sources of the hard drives and the computers.
Cleta, based on your own investigative research here, what do you believe was in these emails that will be a great light into what exactly happened here?
Well, I think it would be a day-by-day diary. This began, supposedly the emails are lost for the period of the first part of 2009 through 2011. Well, this was the height of the IRS targeting, when it began, how it began, who the communications within the agency, outside the agency. She's at the center of the storm. The only way, apparently, that we've had any Lois Lerner emails all of this over this period of time is because of getting it from people to whom she sent or who sent to her communications and not. But I mean, I just don't understand how this has not been told for a year. We've been going through investigations for a year. Number one, that we wouldn't have their emails, all of her emails. We didn't start getting her emails until March. When I say we, I'm talking about the House committees. And they finally agreed to turn over everything last month, and now we say, oh, well, oops, we don't have it. But there are statutory requirements for the IRS to maintain documents and to retain records that Congress has enacted these statutes for the purpose of preserving the public records. And now suddenly they come forward and say, oh, well, oops, we've lost it. I mean, that just doesn't, it's not right. It violates federal law. But the problem is I don't believe them. I think they're lying. There's something here that doesn't make sense. And so I don't believe them.
Cleta, how strong is your case without any of these emails?
Well, we have a strong case. And actually, if they can't, you know, there's legal precedent that a failure to preserve evidence can be construed against the party who didn't preserve the evidence. So they either need to come up with some kind of logical explanation, which they cannot do. I mean, they have for how they violated the statute in preserving this information. But look, I mean, we have plenty of information about what they've done to deny my clients their constitutional rights. What we've all wanted to know was more about the origins, the initial days, the very beginning of the targeting, and the role that Lois Lerner and others in the highest level, at the highest levels of the IRS played in, and how they set about to conduct and create the targeting, which we know they did. We know that they were involved in it. We know it was people in Washington. Those are the emails that we want to know. We want to see the documents related to that.
You said at the beginning, obviously, that the lawsuits go forward. You've got letters in now talking about these emails to the relevant parties. How do you expect this to be responded to and the plot advanced here in the coming weeks and months as you try to get answers and hopefully get those emails if they're still archived somewhere?
We sent a letter to the DOJ and to the attorneys for Lois Lerner and the other IRS defendants yesterday, giving them until noon Wednesday, tomorrow, to respond. And if they don't respond, we had several questions, and we will file a motion in court to allow for an independent forensics expert to have access to the computers and the hard drives and to take the necessary steps to recover and preserve the evidence. So that's what we'll be doing. If we don't hear from them, we'll have to go to the federal judge and hope that he will respond favorably.
Last question. How are your clients reacting to this? Is it calm? Are they exasperated? What's their reaction to this?
Well, I think that everybody should be beyond being shocked at what the IRS can come up with. It's just breathtaking. This is the most lawless agency. And, of course, the thing that is most distressing is that if we had an independent chief law enforcement of the nation in the Attorney General, Eric Holder, instead of an enforcer for the Obama administration's political hatchet agenda, then, you know, they could be expected to fear that the DOJ would step in and bring the FBI in and do whatever is necessary to recover and preserve documents and prosecute those for failure to follow the statutes. However, we all know that the Department of Justice is complicit in this effort. So it seems like the only remedy we have, I think that I would say my clients are all just more determined than ever to try to see this through with litigation and hoping that we'll get law enforcement through the federal courts.
Another amazing twist and turn in this amazing story. Cleta, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Cleta Mitchell is partner in the Washington, D.C. law firm of Foley & Lardner. She is the counsel for many conservative organizations alleging IRS harassment over their applications for tax-exempt status. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.